All right, I'd like to welcome everybody to the March 9th Select Board meeting. Would you join me as we pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Sue.
Wayne.
Ryan.
Pat.
Perfect. And Stephanie is away on vacation. We got approval of the minutes. February 9th, is that what it was? Yeah, February 9th.
I move the minutes from February 9th be approved as presented.
Second that.
Okay. Any corrections or anything? If none, all in favor?
Sue.
Wayne.
Ryan.
Pat.
Perfect. All right. Departmental reports. Highway.
All right. So in February, we pretty much did nothing but plow. We actually had six plowable storms, but they were, a couple of them were over multiple days. Well, all of them were over multiple days. A couple of them were over 2 days. We did have one spread around, but it was mostly just large, long-duration snow events. We ended up shelfing banks 3 times. We did have to truck sand as needed, and we did get a little bit of patching in, but we are going to be, now that we're actually getting some nice weather this week, next week, we're going to start really pushing the patching now that it's getting used to it. Because, you know, especially this time of the year, the roads take a pretty good beating just with the frost coming out of them, the heat and cold. It pops, you know, pops new pavement, but it also pops a lot of the patch out of all this. Going forward, the weather looks relatively good. I'm sure we'll probably get at least one more big one before the end of the year, but we'll see. I know me and Boyd have kind of been talking back and forth about like a plowing ordinance for like plowing across the road and stuff. Because after talking to the chief, we don't actually have anything in our regulations that, you know, we can kind of work off of other than the RSA. So we were going to kind of mimic very similar to what Deerfield does. They put it in place back in the early 2000s. It's just something we're working on now. I just figured I'd bring it up. We don't have like a final product yet. And then at some point, probably next meeting, I'd like to put something in front of you guys and we can just get it voted on.
Yeah.
That way the police are able to do their, you know, what they need to do. And we can kind of go from there. Any questions on anything?
Once that's in place, what authority does the police have? Would they notify somebody, hey, you can't do that?
Yeah.
Levy a fine or?
Yeah, it will be.
Okay.
Now, I mean, obviously, we're pretty laid back. Like, I'm pretty laid back about it. Like, I truly believe that, like, the best thing is just talking to them and, because a lot of people, it's just education. Like, some people really just don't know, and that's perfectly fine.
I find that hard to believe.
A lot of times if you talk to someone the first time,
yeah,
they'll stop doing it because they just didn't know. Or either that or they looked at the RSA and they didn't understand it. And a lot of times it will change behavior. Some people it just doesn't. So,
you know, if it's in your driveway, leave it in your driveway.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
It's a lot different south of the border.
I guess.
You know, it's a lot different in the cities like Boston and stuff like that. People are used to like shoveling their snow into the road, snow blowing, stuff like that. So, it is what it is. It's not a big deal.
So, Jeff, after we talked about this, I emailed New Hampshire Municipal Association and asked them, you know, first of all, how this ordinance would be enforced.
Yeah.
And secondly, if they could provide us with a model ordinance.
Yeah.
And I just got the response today.
Okay.
So I'll send that to you.
Yeah, okay.
You can look that thing over and I'll send it to Chad.
Yep.
And then we can figure out kind of how to tweak that for the town of Candy for our next meeting.
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Barring any questions from you guys.
Anybody on the board got anything for road agents?
Pat Novo is getting kind of rough.
I know it is.
What can we do for that?
So, this year, something we've kind of started doing, obviously, there's just the regular patching. A lot of the spots on Patton Hill, what I'd like to do this year is actually do like a cut and patch, so where you cut out an entire pat, like a larger portion of the road, you actually take the asphalt out, get hot mix, and you put it back in.
Yep.
I think for most places on Patton Hill, that's what we're going to end up doing. And that does seem to stay better than the cold patch. So there are select places in town the last couple of years we've done it. I wanted to do it first just to kind of see how it did. And that's what I'm planning. That and stuff like that will hold us over, you know, on a road like Patton Hill until we get around the pavement.
So where do you take a pavement saw and kind of square
yeah,
it
you gotta
out
cut,
and then
cut out the bad
out
pavement.
The,
you pick
the
it
back
up.
Hole?
Yep. Yeah, with an excavator. Load that out, and then you bring in just hot mix, and you patch it back in like you would a pothole, except it's, you know, a nice, clean,
well, how deep
square.
Do you go?
Just the depth of the pavement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And if it's really thin, you can go deeper, but it does hold a lot better.
Okay. So you'll start that this spring, maybe?
Yeah, possibly. It really depends on when it, like, the roads start to dry up.
Okay.
Good. Anybody else? Thanks, sir.
Yep.
Police.
All right. Training highlights. We sent one of our officers to essential law enforcement leadership class. We're continuing to do our New Hampshire LE accreditation. The lieutenant right here is in charge of that whole little project and keeps dealing with the meetings and the fun stuff, but that's going to, again, make us... accredited through the academy. The PD partnered with Protection for a Purpose. On the 28th, we had a woman's self-defense class here, and we went over safety and helped people out and have good conversation, and it seemed like it was a pretty big hit, so we'll continue to do that and set that stuff up. If you get to the next page, the Candia motor vehicle statics. We had 9 accidents this month. 3 of them had no injury. 1 had injury. 1 of the motor vehicles was unknown if it had injury. And we had 4 motor vehicles off the road in snow. The officers conducted 124 stops. 77 of those stops were general speed. One stop was between 11 and 24 miles per hour. 2 of those were 25 plus, and this is for speed limits over 55. 18 had like headlight or taillight out. 4 Jessica's Law. You all remember what Jessica's Law
yep.
is? So those were 4 people that didn't remove the snow. 1 in the school zone. And then motor vehicle violations. These are like your lane control, running stop signs. There was 9 of those. Out of those motor vehicle stops, that yielded 3 arrests. So we had a total of 136 motor vehicle incidents. ACO breakdown, we had 14 incidences. We dealt with 3 loose dogs, a stray cat, and 2 wildlife calls, and then we dealt with 8 complaints and notifications. These are people that aren't registering their dogs or handling off of that list that we get. So we go out and have them register their animals and educate them on that. Below you can see the reasons why we made the arrests. 3 of them were out of motor vehicle. The other 3 were out of calls for service. So you can see there was theft by authorized taking, willful concealment, conduct after an accident, negligent driving. We've had a couple of telephone poles taken out in town. DUI, license required, so operating without a license, and 2 of those. Next page, Candia Police Department monthly stats. We had a total of 876 calls for service. 40 of those yielded incident reports, 3 arrests, no RO or stalking orders. We drafted 4 warrants, conducted 383 building checks. We responded to 16 medical emergencies and we had the 14 ACO calls. All our vehicles from last month, they're back. They're operational, no issues. Nothing major to report on them. You can see the mileages. Our two other vehicles are still at Global's being outfitted as the parts come in. They'll hit the streets once they're ready.
How's that coming along?
Pretty good. They don't really, I was going to call probably next week and get a status update, but I'm thinking
you figured
probably by the end of March, April.
Yep.
With the weather getting better and the snow's not going to be so high, we can put the speed sign back out in operation if someone has an area they'd like to do it. Talking to the recycling center, we might stick it down there on the road for a little bit, just for a week or so, to kind of show people what they're doing. It will pop up in there as they're driving, so we can fixate it to something there to kind of help with that. And any other place someone will call and let Chris know, and we'll get it out there. The other good news is, and as you all know, the police department has partnered with signing an MOU with the Candia School District for the placement of an SRO. So the school will have a security presence. They'll be within the building. They'll be handling the school zone. And they'll be around 5 days a week helping the school with that. There'll also be a community side to that. They'll be getting to have lunch with the kids and read books and get to know, and all the kids will get to see our officers and get to be around them on a normal basis. That's it for my report. And then I've got the LT here to talk about, we've been doing the highway safety grant. He's been working hard at that. He put in for a highway safety grant for two new radar units for our cars. I'll let him talk to those. So he'll take over that part.
Yeah, so mid-February they sent out an email saying they still had money left over for equipment. We already accepted a highway safety grant for patrols, for DUI patrols, mobile electronic devices patrols, and seatbelt patrols. We've been doing those. So the original amount that we accepted was $4,800. This is an amendment to it to $9,172.50 for two new in-car radars. We have two radars, one that was purchased in 2007, the other one was purchased in 2010. They should be replaced about every 10 years. They are in service, they are working, they get tested by a TDI company out of Maine every year to make sure, they're up to date. I looked for a couple different models that we had. I found a good model. It's called the Eagle 3 from Custom Signals. It's the newest technology. It gets way less interference from, if we're running our AC or heat, the radars that we have now will pick it up. These radars won't. These radars are able to, scan front and back, where the current ones you can only pick one, either front or behind you. So now these radars are pretty good. If there's a car flying up behind you, it will show that car's speed coming up behind you.
That's great to know. Thank
that's
you.
Handy.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yep, so
that's an eye opener.
I don't know what state troopers have, but I'd be careful with those. So yeah, now we can, if someone's coming up 60 miles behind us in a 35, we can just pull over and address the speed then. So with this grant, the highway safety grant's going to give us 75% of the cost of the radars. And that's $4,372. And then we're required to match $1,457.50 for the radars. So they're just the newest technology. They'll cut down on people always ask, well, how good is the radar? When's it certified? What your training is when we go to court. These are the top of the line, the brand new ones.
Good. Thank you for utilizing those grants.
So the packet I believe you guys have there, you should have the verbiage to accept. Yes. You have that email? This one?
Catch it for you.
Should be just this
over there. That's awesome.
Yes.
on the memorandum?
Yes.
Yeah, I gave you the memorandum there too. So what we were looking for the board is to accept this grant money. The other part of the grant, we just have to come up with the $1,457, which we do have in our budget to handle that, so that won't be an issue.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the grant in the amount of $4,372.50.
One second.
Any questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Sue.
Dwayne.
Brian.
Pat.
Good.
Thank you again for doing that.
Yeah, good job.
Keep those grants coming.
Try.
If you find one for a PD, let's go.
Yeah, exactly. That was my thought.
We've been trying.
Yeah, we have.
We're looking around.
You can't succeed if you don't try.
Maybe not so much on the radar, but that's a personal one question.
I did have a question. Did you receive any phone calls or any this morning shortly after 6 o'clock about gunshots?
No.
No?
None.
Both my wife and I woke up this morning about 6:10, with about 8 or 10 shots fired. So I don't know if it come from the Auburn side of Chester Turnpike or Tower Hill.
Okay.
But that's the end of the house that we sleep on.
Wasn't it dark? It was dark, wasn't it, this morning?
It was still dark, yeah.
Because of the time change.
That's why it shocked me, because the daytime, I wouldn't think anything of it.
Yeah, we didn't, I'll check and see if the other towns have gotten anything, but.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, we didn't get any phone call on that.
Coyote.
Well, yeah, but I mean, not too many people are out that hour of the morning shooting, but. Good. Anybody else got anything for the chief? Thank you guys for that. Fire department.
Mike's online.
Mike's online?
Yeah.
Are you there, Mike?
Gee.
Did you need to talk about this equitable sharing?
We're having a problem with this internet.
I think you can, I can.
No, the screen's frozen.
I just gave you that for information to show.
Is it something that we're not in compliance with?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hit on a reboot.
Can I restart it? Can jump back in? I don't think so, because it's gonna end it.
Is it just the camera? Power cycle of the camera?
Poof, I don't know.
Who's G? If you click on G, who's that?
I don't know. It's not gonna give me anything.
Huh?
Chat with AI. I don't know what to do.
I love this Zoom.
Brian.
It just went out.
So user friendly.
I think it's probably just the camera.
Oh, that poor owl.
While we're waiting, you wanna go over this equitable sharing?
So the other thing in your packet was the equitable sharing agreement certification. What this is essentially, when we're in compliance with it, because Chris had to work on getting this fixed. If we have a big, like, drug forfeiture or there's things involved, we are entitled to that money to bring into our budget for the town. So by being in compliant, it's a good thing. So that's what we did with this. The little packet in there just explains that. So.
Can we seize vehicles too?
Yeah, if a vehicle gets seized in a drug bust, and let's say the majority of it falls on us, we can apply for it, and we can get a vehicle to help us out.
Awesome.
That's actually how the four wheelers became part here.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So that's. It's important to be in compliance with this, and Chris has been doing a great job trying to stay.
We can just unplug it from the other end.
Well, this thing is jammed in there, though.
Yeah, it's plug you got jammed in.
Oh, nice.
Probably not.
So what can I do? Unplug this here first, maybe?
Yep.
He's just over at the meeting. He's over at the meeting, I think. Is he over at the meeting?
No, I think he, I don't
or
know.
Or is he working?
I don't know.
Is he working now?
It's either that or the whole thing's frozen.
A week of shit.
Which we can blame Block 5 for.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Alright, that works.
Yeah, it's fine.
Alright.
See if, can we hear Mike?
Are you there, Mike?
I think we're muted right now.
Oh, there we go. Now it's waking up.
Said the whole video's out.
Here we go. Yay. All right. I don't know if Mike is... There he is. Oh,
there
now
he is.
You're back.
Yes. Now sorry about the delay. We have to restart.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. It just it started glitching out like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, it's doing it.
Still doing it. There we go.
All right. You may go. You are up for your report.
Damn Comcast.
Okay, I'm not there tonight because I drove this weekend, so I didn't want to miss dinner and bedtime. We got 59 calls last month. Obviously, medical is the big one. Specifically, last month we had 3 gas calls. So those were both residential and a commercial where there was a smell of gas in the building. So something to just put out to the public. If you do smell gas in your building or your residence, you should evacuate and call us. Two times, or actually all 3 times we went there, people did not evacuate. And if you recall from the news last month, Nashua had a gas leak with an explosion. It's a very possible thing when you have gas in the building. So just a reminder for that. You'll see a lot of reports here. These are new. We're still in the process of sort of developing these with our new system.
Michael,
reporting is
Mike?
No longer something we can use. So this is ESO.
Can't hear me.
Kyle Ball is working on trying to tailor these reports to you. So if there's anything specific that you want to see, please let us know.
Bigger print. Bigger print.
And then bigger
Hello?
Print. Okay,
yeah.
I can do that.
Can't read it.
I thought it was just me.
We can do that. In terms of last month, we had our normal training. We did have the grant for Engine 1, which we withdrew from due to the lack of funding. And then otherwise, still working on some of the heating system and doing some maintenance of that, which has vastly improved the heating system, so that's been good. Otherwise, that is all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Anybody else have anything?
Thanks for the sticker.
Fine. All right.
You're welcome, Pat.
It was him. Building?
So, had a total of 17 permits issued last month. We got a new build going up on Bandon Hill. And a swap for a manufactured home over at the mobile home park. Pretty much it.
Isn't Diamond Hill unbelievable, the view?
Yeah.
It's
nice
unbelievable.
Church steeple.
Man.
I have been chasing after the POAs as well. There's a lot of permits for places of assembly that have been well past expired. So I've been going back, going to the churches. I'm going to be going to the fishing game, making sure everything's, you know, safe and good to go.
Anybody else got anything for... Building? Yeah. Thank you, Rick. Solid waste.
The report wasn't in.
What's that?
The report didn't come in.
No, I didn't see that. Yeah.
Yeah. He was going to send it and it never came through.
Did you have anything, Boyd, you wanted to comment on that? Okay. Budget, nothing on that, right, Sue?
No. our first meetings, not till after voting.
The last planning board we just had last week there, we were discussing with a new company to do a GIS, and he did a little presentation. It was pretty impressive. I thought you were going to be there. You forgot about it.
But you guys already bought it. I mean, I'm going to go to the...
The training one?
The training.
Yeah, right. It was pretty impressive. Yeah. I mean, a lot of that I don't understand, but I mean, somebody that understands...
It looks impressive.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's going to be a great tool. It really is. All right. We have a appointment for the Candia Agriculture Commission. Is that something that, Matt, you wanted to comment on, or?
I just want to be here if there are any questions. They're both reappointments of people who have been serving on the commission. In Daryl's case, as a voting member, Ken's as an alternate, and would like to continue for another 3-year term.
Just need a motion, Brian.
Yep, that's all.
I'll make a motion to, I don't know how you want me to word this, but.
For Daryl and for Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you say his first name. How do you say his first name, Daryl's?
The last name is Nefrenowicz.
What is that?
Nefrenowicz.
Nefrenowicz?
I practiced that.
You should have.
Yeah. So I make a motion that they get
reappointed?
Reappointed, yeah, for 3-year term.
I'll second that.
Second that. All in favor?
Sue?
Boy.
Brian? Pat. Perfect.
I keep waiting for Linda to vote.
What's that?
We're all waiting for Linda to vote.
Oh, yeah. We also have to have a motion here to accept the funds for the Mary Steinmans. It was in last year where we created the the funds there, and they got a check back for what was spent last year for $13,000. I have a copy of the check, so we just need a motion to accept those funds.
And that'll go in this year's revenue?
It'll go into that same fund.
Oh, okay.
That was a separate fund.
Okay, yeah.
What was the name of the trust?
Mary Steinmans.
Cogswell, yeah.
Here,
Benevolent Trust.
Benevolent.
Oh, here, let me read that.
You should have it in there. No, you didn't.
You just have the one copy.
You want the motion?
Yes.
I move that the town of Candia Selectmen accept the donation of $13,000 from the Cogswell Benevolent Trust to be added to the Mary Steinmans Fund and to thank them for their contribution.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Sue?
Boy.
Brian?
Pat. Perfect.
Thank you.
Tax deed of property action. What is that, the auction?
Yes, it's Boyd.
This is Boyd's?
Well, this follows the auction we had of properties that were tax deeds to the town of Candia.
Yep.
While they were doing the research, they discovered about 15 properties where the ownership is unknown. And
Unknown. Oh, unknown, okay.
And what they proposed to do is do the research to determine if the town can sell those properties, and then to sell those properties at public auction and turn the funds over to the town of Candia. They agreed to do it with no, there'd be no legal expense on the part of the town. And they say this has been successful in the towns where they have done this. And I confirmed their findings. I went to our assessing function on our website, and I just looked up, put in for owner's name, I put unknown. And here's a list of every one of these properties that these guys have identified over the years. He gave me a reason, he explained how they could become unknown over the course of Candia's history. And they seem comfortable proposing this, and they asked for our support and our agreement. In this case, they'll do the research and schedule the sale sometime this summer.
But boy, can we do like we did before and find out where they, how much it is and whether conservation.
Oh, you would have to do
that. All that before we decide to sell them.
I assume that.
I want to check on that.
That he has identified the properties that have been committed to the town of Candia for conservation purposes.
Right. But if, like, if there's a 40-acre piece with an unknown owner that we might want to keep in town, or we might want to keep it for the town and not sell it, I don't know if he'll let that go.
Well,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, we won't be committed until after they identify and clarify everything.
Right.
Oh, he's going to do that without our commitment to sell it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because how do we know? We don't.
Exactly.
We can't commit to it. It's
all right.
Too many unknowns.
So, can we respond to them and say we're interested, provided you can determine whether the county has established an interest in any of these properties?
Yeah.
And the properties in which we haven't established an interest, we'd like to schedule for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we did last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went over it, yeah. I'd feel better that
way. So what is this commitment? Does this just allow them to continue? Does it commit to sell them right now?
Well,
correct?
That's what I'm wondering
about.
That's
not the one that they came in about, isn't it?
Because usually there's a financial gain involved to do that research.
Well, yeah, they're still working on their
business. And I mean, there should be. They deserve their business.
All right, so where are we going to leave this?
I'll look in those minutes.
Well, unless you want to clarify, I mean, Sue's concerned that.
Okay.
We just don't want to commit that, yeah, we're committing right now to selling the properties. We want to have more information before we do that.
We just want to be sure that none of these parcels that they've identified,
right.
There's 17 of them,
yeah.
that the town has already established a conservation easement.
Correct.
It is.
So he gave you the map. Okay, you can look it right above the west.
There's 17
parcels. This parcel prior to last auction.
Like Old Candy Road, 228,000.
All right, so I'll get in touch with them.
Yep.
And clarify what their intentions are.
Okay.
And I'll bring it back to the next one. Okay?
Sounds perfect. Yeah, we did the donation.
This doesn't make sense.
All right. The other thing we had tonight was we wanted to discuss where we were with the 250th celebration update. That's coming fast. It's June 27th is the date, so that's only like 4 months away. So,
mm-hmm.
Would you like to update us, Linda, on where we're at?
We've had 2 meetings so far. We have another one coming up the 18th. Melissa was able to, she's going to send me all the people from the farmer's market, so I'll be able to let them know that they're invited. As far as we've got the time frame all planned out, we're going to do most of the event as far as with the Sons of the American Revolution.
Yep.
We're not going to do it in a cemetery. We're going to do it at the top of the hill.
At the monument?
Yeah. It would be too hard to get people to go here, to go there. So we decided it would be best to have it all up there.
Good.
Yeah. And the school said they want to join in on our next meeting. They want to know because they're going to be involved with an essay and a coloring contest. And
is there a parade at all?
Yep.
That'd be fun.
Can we reach out to Jesse Remington and offer some if they're interested in participation?
Because they do a lot of that right now.
Yeah.
Yes. I've been busy the last 2 weeks as far as doing some things. I had to get caught up.
So will you at some point have like a agenda of what's in times and what's going to happen?
Yep. I already have that. Yep.
Awesome.
It's going to start at 2:00 for all the vendors, farmers market, and then at 4:00 is when it's all going to start at the statue. So.
Nice, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any needs?
Yeah.
You need
money.
Money.
A lot of money. We want fireworks.
There's a doctor in the house.
Yeah.
He's going to
bring us animals, not fireworks.
They don't usually mix either.
No. But I did reach out to
Did you get any prices or anything?
I did. They'll go as low as $10,000 for us.
$10,000?
Yep,
that's the lowest?
Low?
Yeah.
Wow. Calvin's looking better and better, isn't he?
I know. Well, he didn't want to do
we
it.
We also have Donna Del Rosso said that she knows somebody in Hookset with fireworks, and she's going to reach out to them, but we still need money.
Right.
We're going to have a donation jar tomorrow at the voting
mm-hmm.
for people who want to participate, who want to do that. give money for that. I haven't heard anything from sponsors, nothing.
John?
Yeah. Let's see. We've been doing quite a bit.
Good.
Yeah, a lot.
Well, sounds like you're on.
I'll try to bring something in for our next meeting.
It's a lot. It's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to start what we did.
I mean, she's been to different farmers markets and Old Home Day and like that, that she didn't have to.
She's our party planner.
Yeah, that she didn't have to go to. It's appreciated, Linda.
All right. Has anybody got anything else? Amy? No? Nothing?
I do.
You do? I'm sorry, Jay.
It's okay. I just need the signatures like we've done on this before with this highway safety grant.
Okay.
Oh, for the grant?
Yep.
I already emailed that.
So, he's gonna be signed, are you, JP?
Oh, good.
Yes, you need to get my email.
And then, initials and date, I think only three of you need to do that.
Okay.
And that's it. Cause then I sign for the customs signal. What's that? Am I right?
What's today, the 9th?
Today is the 9th, yeah.
Just needs back.
Actually, no, three.
You watched him, you'll vouch for him?
On that one, it's initials.
Third person. Just initials and date.
You're gonna be around for a minute afterwards? I just heard.
Yeah, sure. 30 seconds. Nice. I'll give you 9.
You make it happen.
One more signature?
Yep.
It has to be 3, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's 3. Yeah. And 1 signature.
Oh, that's 3 already?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
He was like, I don't want to sign
I don't want to sign
radar.
Anything with radar. Okay.
Where does it need to be?
It's not.
You just can't put it up on 43.
That makes more sense.
Wait, so?
Yeah.
Can't put it on 43.
No, I set my thing. A thing for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's only 2 digits, right?
But I can pull up behind them going a little fast. I didn't know they could track that.
Well, now they can track it.
I guess. Yeah, that's scary.
All right. Just to let everybody, remind everybody that tomorrow's elections.
Oh.
6 to 7.
I wanted to say you can't be there, right? And Stephanie can't.
No,
because they're both running for office.
Right. Stephanie's running for office too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
School board, so it's the 3 of us. I have a proxy when I go.
I have a proxy as well.
Oh, you do too?
Yeah. Boyd will be there in the morning. I'll be there all day.
I don't have a proxy from 6:30, I mean from 6 to 7. Did you find anybody, Amy, or do I need to get...
Don't worry about it.
From
6 to 7. Just go cook your muffins.
That's, I will. I'll have, no, I'm
call it good.
Tonight.
Did they mean justice of the peace?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you get somebody later on filling it.
Rob Boucher.
Okay. All right, so just to remind everybody, tomorrow, March 10th, 6 to 7, and the next select board meeting is March 23rd. And just to remind everybody, there's certain people that have been specifically invited to that one, but everybody is welcome. We're going to be discussing with the DOT after that meeting we had at the school what they came up with. So.
There you go. You're welcome.
Great. That'll be fun. Could
be interesting.
Yeah. Well, fun.
Right. I want to see what they came up with from all their input.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Motion?
I'll second that.
Second it. All in favor?
So.
Brian? Thank you.